Listen to this podcast. If you want to do it'll make you laugh. Or it'll make you cry. It'll even make you dead inside.
Welcome, everyone, to the Last Resort Podcast. I finally got the spotlight on the intro.
Gasps, like, after doing it, it was like, inside. Like, after each one, it was so good.
It was emotional.
It was so passionate.
Yeah.
He's finally into the spotlight. Bright lights and a bigger city for him.
Yeah. The lights go on in the city.
Yeah.
We're here, we got some dooskies that we're drinking.
Some dooskies.
As opposed to some dooskies
with bros.
What was it you guys were drinking that one time? It's canned like wine. It's like wine, but it's...
canned wine.
No, what's the other thing?
Sangria?
Sangria,
that's the one. It's a type of wine.
Yeah, but it's made with citrus as well. So it's not just wine.
Okay. Well, yeah, but it's like wine with other flavors.
Oh, I thought it was like its own thing. That there are like...
It's made with wine.
Of sangria.
I guess it's like a sangria. I guess it's kind of like a wine cocktail, I'd say.
My lips taste like sangria. So yeah, welcome to the Last Resort Podcast. Would you guys like to introduce yourself in the normal order?
What's the normal order?
You start.
Oh, yes, I am Chris. I'm just happy to be here.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm Whitney. You know me.
You already know who it is.
You already know who it is.
It's Wee Breezy.
Frick going on.
You know my swag, not my story, all right?
We're Breezy here with a homie.
What you can't see is her arms are around us in a disturbing fashion.
But like very, very, very lazily. Like, yeah. I feel like there was no weight, but like it was so lifeless.
Yeah. Whit and I both aren't good with genuine affectionate touch.
Which is weird because I love touching.
Okay, I'm okay with touching people romantically, but not just for fun.
See, I'm the opposite. Like, I'll pat, like, I guess I shouldn't say that. Like, a pat on the back. Would you consider that, like, what you're talking about?
No.
Because I do that.
Like, I'm not gonna just go and hug you guys.
Yeah. Me and Whit shared our first actual hug, like, 2 weeks ago, and it was because we beat a difficult level on Mario.
We beat the game.
Yeah, we beat the game, but the last level on the Star Road...
So hard.
I don't even want to talk about it. Like,
I get tilted
literally over an hour.
We had to sacrifice some of our integrity and use the easier
characters. Don't tell them that.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'll cut it out.
I did not know that.
Please delete.
Wow.
Will you beep that part? Just be like, we had to sacrifice and then beep.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody will know.
Yeah, no one needs to know what happened.
And then after the beep, just mute me. And so people think you just sacrificed me.
Yeah, we had to sacrifice Chris, and then I'll do the whole intro over again, but like,
I'll just insert us saying Chris, so it'll be like, we had to sacrifice Chris.
Yeah, we had to sacrifice Chris.
Yeah, and then the whole rest of the podcast, whenever I talk, it's just like white noise.
Y'all hear something?
Yeah.
You just hear in the background?
Or like, he's telling the whole story today, too.
Oh, yeah, right?
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I can read you. Can I even read your handwriting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better than mine. I
do like how you titled your notes Missing 411.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I like to title and have subtitles and
stuff.
Wow.
I had like, when I did it, I had my paragraphs named. Like each individual paragraph.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You guys.
This is how I take notes.
APA format. What are you?
Sure, I'm used to MLA. I'm sorry.
This bitch. All right. Well, Chris, would you like to, is there any other housekeeping we need to do?
I need to brag for a quick second. I went to Nickelcade today.
Oh, that is not what I thought you were
talking about. No, I'm not going to talk about that. Jesus. I went to Nickelcade. This is way more exciting. I went to Nickelcade today, and I was playing the Deal or No Deal game.
Oh, that's a good game.
And I I didn't choose. The person I was with chose, like, the case, the 200-ticket case. But we chose to deal for the 100 tickets.
Oh.
I know. Then we played again and did, like, the double round or whatever. And so, like, 400 is the highest you can get. It was either 400 tickets or 4 tickets. And so we did the deal, and we got 200 tickets, which was nice. But our case was 4, so it was a good call.
Nice.
Wow.
Good call. Howie was probably pleased with you, Howie Mandel.
He probably orgasmed on the spot.
Yeah.
That man.
Yeah, right?
What a...
Howie's got me feeling all type of way.
Yeah. Same. What a sex symbol. Howie Mandel.
Yeah, I like the part where he won't, like, hold hands. He really speaks to me.
Is he America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Okay.
He brought the soul patch back. Yes, he brought the soul patch back.
He is America's talent. He's America's
the talent
got
of
Howie.
America.
He's America's sweetheart.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he's America's freaking FWB. I love him.
It's a very casual relationship with him.
Yeah, it's casual, but there's still feelings involved.
There's
like
feelings.
They're close friends. He's a shoulder to cry on, but also a shoulder to scream into.
Yes. Okay, so would you prefer Howie Mandel play you over Bruce?
Yeah, because Howie Mandel's at least a comedian. That's how he got his start. I think I'm funny. No one else does, but I like to picture myself as more of a comedian than...
Bullshit. I'm trying to get you to go to an open mic night and do your stand-up. I'm trying to convince you to do that.
I don't think I'm that funny. I think I need somebody who is that funny to play me, though.
Okay. I think you're that funny.
Well, your personality, it would be a very specific character that would need a good comedian.
That's what I'm saying. It would need someone...
Like Howie Mandel.
Someone who's just like
playing you.
Like a method actor.
And his name's Howie.
Yeah.
That's true. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm talking a method actor. Like, we need like Joaquin Phoenix.
Or like Christian Bale, just like
machinist.
Yeah, just gets super skinny.
Yeah, he could go from like super skinny to when I was young to like chubby now.
You aren't chubby.
You're not chubby.
I'm getting thick. I'm trying.
you keep saying this, but
thickness. You're not chubby, you're beautiful. Stop. I have that too.
We all have that.
What's wearing pregnancy pants?
She's wearing pregnancy
Your maternity pants!
Why did I say that with like such an accent?
Food, baby.
What's wearing pregnancy pants?
You did What's say it like that.
All right, well, pants. It's been 6 minutes, 30 seconds without us introducing.
Oh, we spent a lot longer BSing.
Oh, yeah, we spent like the first 15 minutes on one of those.
Never mind, keep going.
Some of it will probably be cut out, maybe.
So with your tax return, what are you buying?
A mountain bike.
Hell yeah.
Hell breezy.
How much is a mountain bike?
It depends. They can be expensive.
Mine, it retails for $700. I'm getting it for $600.
You better bleep that. That's a flex. We don't do that around here.
I'm sorry. That's actually low end for a mountain bike. Like middle tier for a mountain bike. Middle tier is like $700 to $1,000.
Oh my God.
But you know, I'm just trying to like...
It's no Gary Fisher, but yeah.
I'm just trying to make my ass bones hurt while I ride.
Why? Why is that?
Because they do every time I ride a bike.
But why is that what you want? I'm just trying to have my...
It's a joke!
You could go another route to get that, baby.
The bones. The freaking ischium.
Ischium?
That's what the
ilium.
Bone is. No.
Well, the ilium's right there
Ilium's
as well.
Up here.
Yeah.
The ilium.
Ilium's this bone. Pubis.
Well, you have to...
Ischium. The what? Why'd you do this? Pubis.
I could just peel my skin back. And you just see some freaking... You just see
just
my bones.
Muscles and bones.
Yeah, I'm just like, here, unzip my body.
That's your sister's
just a
superpower.
I feel like we should do one episode where we do unnecessary censorship. That would be really funny.
Oh,
like just bleep
fun.
Words.
Like pick a word and then censor
peel
it.
Peel my bleep back.
Oh, yeah.
And just like start... Oh, yeah. Just like randomly censor words. I think it'd be really funny.
Oh, that would be funny.
Just be like, what the heck is going on? And then bleep that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on TV.
How would anyone know what we were trying to say?
Well,
that's the funny part.
That's the point.
That's the funny part.
Oh,
of like a mundane.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, I get it, bro.
I'm getting laid after that, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing interesting going on, so I don't have much.
The other day, bro, parked in a parking spot, number 69.
Oh, hell yeah. I bet you laid pipe that night, too.
Major pipe was laid, bro.
Major pipe calling Mario, boy.
Oh, Mario.
The brothers, because they are laying pipe.
The brothers.
Yeah.
Laying pipe and peach, baby. You know how it is.
Hype with that pipe.
Nice. Ooh, I like that.
I'm hype with that pipe.
Hype with the pipe. That'll be our... We'll make some merch later.
Yeah, make some merch. That's going to be our first single. That's what it's going to be called.
Hype with the pipe. Oh, we're actually starting some music career next.
Yeah?
Okay.
It's with Breezy and the Boys.
So we're the boys.
No.
What do you want a title?
Yeah.
Whip Breezy featuring...
I think it needs to be like NWA has to stand for something, you know? Like we need to have like an acronym.
Oh, okay, so where's W?
That's fucked.
Wait, so...
So is it WCP?
Wait, this will not turn out to be where you go on to have an amazing solo career.
This is...
And we're left to die.
This is what you're setting yourself up for.
No, that's different. Whip Breezy is a different persona than Podcast Whitney.
Fortunately.
They're two different people. They're two different of my many personalities.
That's true.
I'll do Howard and the Hemophiliacs.
So we're the Hemophiliacs?
Yeah.
Mine's just with Breezy and the Boys.
Wait, well, so do we all have different...
We all have solo careers with feet.
So we can...
Oh, okay.
Chris, what's yours?
Shit, I don't know. No, Jesus, you can't say that.
Chris and the Sticks.
Chris and the Sticks. There it is, Chris and the Sticks at Hotmail.
You gotta bleep what I said.
Yeah, you do. You really do need to bleep that. Jesus, you can't just say that on a podcast.
I'm sorry.
I can't get hacked. That was so funny. Okay, we can't talk about it. Because
it's... No one
well, we can
known.
Talk about it. We can just not tell the password.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, who wants to explain this story? I feel like I wouldn't explain it well.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so it turns out last night we were all at Chris's place and we needed to sign into YouTube to watch something, you know, adult content, as it were.
It was fuming. That was the video.
I thought it was the guy who ate 5 pounds of gummy bears and shat himself.
Yeah, it was LA Beast, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we need.
And then, what's his name? What's up, YouTube? Custom Girl 420.
Oh, yeah. Custom Girl
420. Yeah, so I was trying to sign into that and I was like, dude, what's your password? And he said it. And I was like, what's okay? And it didn't work. And then we were like, let's sign in on the last resort email. And I was like, what's the password? And he's like,
I said same the same thing. I was yeah. like, it's this.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing for everything. That's so not secure. So not secure.
Everything. There are little variations between different things, but yes.
You mean one has a capital and one doesn't?
No.
Sometimes you put a period at the end of it if you need a character. So,
exclamation point.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You got to bleep that, too.
You got to make them longer.
How am I going to remember all of them?
I don't know.
You literally come up with something that's funny to you and so stupid.
Wait. But then, like, how do you remember that compared to something else you found funny and chose for that password?
Because I have, like, five, and it's always, like, variations of me, dumb things I think are funny.
Okay. But then how do you remember which one goes with each profile?
I don't know, but at least I can try them all.
That's true. Well, see, that's what I do. I have, like, two, though. That's my thing.
So you need more.
And they're pretty similar to each other. That's my problem.
Chris only finds very few things funny, and neither of those things are... from me or Whit. Yeah.
I think hard. Both of you are funny.
Sounds like something someone would say.
No, freaking Chris was telling me all my humor is Peyton's.
No, I took that back.
Okay, good.
But majority.
Not the majority. I would say like 20%.
Yeah, okay, when I'm not with you, I don't steal your humor.
When she's with you, it's
I'm high. Obviously going to use your humor when I'm with you because you think it's funny.
Yeah, she caters it to
I
you.
I cater to the audience, people.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a very customized experience because
I think only I'm funny.
With me.
I think
I do, obviously. When I think I'm funny, when I do your bits.
So we're just not going to say Chris is funny?
No, I know I'm the least funny one here.
I think it's funny because in real life, I talk by far the most out of us three, I think.
Like in general?
Just talking in general, making the most noise.
Okay,
generally.
Yes.
But on the podcast, I talk way by far the least. If you go back and listen to the episodes.
Well, sometimes, I don't know.
It depends on the episode, obviously.
Because sometimes you guys will get talking about something that I don't know at all about, and I'll just be silent.
If you listen to the first, like, four episodes up to the one where I led, it's... Like, I'm definitely the quietest, so.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I'm trying to take the spotlight.
Pretty much, he's stepping in.
Expect more Nickelback in the future. All right. It's been 13 minutes
33
or so.
Minutes and 13 seconds.
Chris, just give this, because we're bound to bullshit at some point.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll bullshit later, like, about halfway through.
No, we're going 100% facts.
What?
No bullshit. Hana.
Sit crooked, talk straight.
I like that.
I didn't come up with that. I heard it on My Favorite Murder. I don't know. They heard it somewhere else. But that's what we do here, too.
That's what we do here as well. Alrighty. So my topic that I'm discussing today is referred to as the missing 411. Why? I don't really know. I don't really know what it means.
Is that your... Oh, that's not your... title.
No.
I thought you made up, that's why I made fun of you.
Oh, no. This is what it's called. I was wondering why you're being mean about it. I'm like, yeah, this is what it's called.
No,
like,
I thought that you just like made up a title.
No.
Because you were giving us the 411.
Oh. No, I was like, I was confused why you were like,
sorry.
Do you see what happens when you assume, Whitney?
You called yourself out last time for the podcast. Oh, you were like, God. I assumed and it made an ass out of you and me.
I'm always assuming. Just assume that I'll be assuming.
Yeah. Okay, so with this topic, it's a strange one for sure. I'm going to talk about like 13 different kind of mini stories.
Damn, okay.
A compilation.
One time I called it a compilation and got made fun of.
A compilation?
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, do you know, I feel like your vocabulary is like mostly English, but like a lot of words are like slightly twisted.
That would make complete sense.
Yeah. Like, Why is he throwing in freaking German in there? Mostly.
No,
English.
like he'll say like say words wrong. Like, what's the skiing thing that you thought was where they put their toes in?
It's called telemarking, and I thought it was called telemarketing for the longest time. I thought they were both called the same thing.
Like, I would never have known that.
Yeah, and then I was like shocked when I found out it was telemarking.
See, but, to me, yeah. I would just be like, oh, it's a nickname, telemarketing. I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. No, but like, that does happen.
I feel like that's how a lot of the things.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like your reality is slightly changed.
It really
from
is. I say
else's.
Things wrong all the time, and I joke I have dyslexia, but which makes no sense because I'm just saying things wrong. I'm like, it's my dyslexia. Don't worry.
One time we were skiing when I was younger, and my brother's old girlfriend, who was, if you're listening, a dumb blonde. Through and through, and we were going down the ski lift, and the inversion in the valley was really bad. And she mm-hmm. goes, "Wow, look at all that erosion!"
Oh, nice.
It was so funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I've heard I've heard like erosion, conversion.
That's so funny. Yeah. Wasn't she almost on The Bachelor?
yeah. She was, and then something happened to her. I don't know.
She would be fun to watch on The Bachelor. She'd be drama.
I would love to be on The Bachelor and just be the weird one.
I feel like you're way too normal and you're still weird.
What?
You're way too normal to be on there and you're still a weird person.
Oh, like I'm weird, but I'm not weird
But you're
weird
still
enough.
Too normal.
Well, I would ham it up. They all do.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of them I feel like are genuinely that weird and dumb, though.
Yeah.
Especially probably. On the guy's side, I'm
oh,
not going to lie.
Oh, my gosh. Those guys are absolute meatheads, but a lot of them are hot.
That's how The Bachelor. That's why The Bachelor.
That's how it goes.
A lot of those girls are pretty, but they bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why
they dumb.
They dumb.
Yep.
All right. So I'll go back into it now.
Missing 411.
All
right.
So yeah. So all this information has come from a man named Dave Politis. He used to be a cop, and he started focusing on disappearances mostly around national parks. And it's really strange. He has like this whole following. So a lot of this is like conspiracy theory. So take it with like what you will. These could just be isolated, you know, events that he's just kind of put together saying that they're all connected. But I mean, it's a conspiracy. So
no one disappeared and flew across Australia or anything.
No. Yeah. There's some shit like that, actually.
Oh,
shit. So yeah, he's said that like park rangers have come to him. Like, talking about these disappearances and that there's something wrong with them. With a lot of them, they occur between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Victims that are found alive usually have a low-grade fever. They're usually unconscious or in and out of consciousness and don't remember anything. If they are found, they're found in an area that has already been, like, searched. And like, you know, they've searched multiple times.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That's
and
weird.
Is this like is that why you texted me about that story the other day? That relates
kind
to this
sort of? Well, this reminded me of it, and then I remember here I was like, oh, I wanted to like
those
read
really
those
good,
stories
yeah.
at some point.
Shout out to those. It's a no sleep story, and it's like about a search and rescue officer. It's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
There's like 12 of them.
Looking this guy up on Reddit, people brought up that story.
Yeah, it's really good.
So yeah, and there have even been some cases where people have been found face down on a trail. That the search team had been taking for days. Like,
what?
It was one day they were walking and they were on the trail. So,
damn.
So yeah. So I'll just start on the first story. Let's just get right into it. This first guy's name is David Scott. So he was just camping with his family and he just disappeared. Like, he just disappeared. His family could not find him. And he was found 3,000 feet away and like a mountain range away above the campsite from where he was. His parents, they swear he was abducted, like, they're like, I don't know why he would just leave and disappear like that.
Oh, was he like a boy? Young boy?
Was he just a boy?
I think he was like early 20s.
I'm a real boy.
But he was found face down, nearly naked and dead. Mm. But he was 3,000 feet away and like a couple, like a mountain range away.
Wait, he was dead or nearly dead?
He was dead.
Damn.
And he was nearly naked. No one knows what happened.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's just kind of like a little appetizer to kind of tell you what this is all about.
Get me to the main dish.
Yeah. So the problem with these is I couldn't really find like a really good like climactic ending. And so I just kind of saved like two of my favorite stories at the end.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So this next one is a man named Jeff, who was a park ranger. He was like part of the law enforcement of the park ranger.
What's his name?
Jeff. His name is in fact Jeff.
Sweet.
He's working at the Rocky Mountain National Park, and he was hiking alone with a gun and radio because he's part of the law enforcement team. Mm-hmm. He goes missing, and they start searching for him the next day. They search for 7 days, like a full week, could not find him. About halfway through that week, they hear gunfire coming from somewhere in the park, which is weird, and an unusual clicking in the radio.
Ew.
Yeah. After 7 days, they give up. 2 days later, hikers find him out in the open in a boulder field where like in an open area that they searched. They found him. He had bandaged his head, so which means he was alive at some point and trying to survive, but he was dead.
Damn.
And no one knows what happened.
The gunfire and the radio is crazy to me.
Yeah. So like this is the thing. Like I reading these, I was thinking it could just be an animal. Like I especially with the gunfire, maybe it was like a mountain lion or something.
But none
like
of that. There were no bite marks or anything on him.
Right? Well, it didn't say, but I mean, I feel like that would.
Well, yeah, if there were, like, claw marks.
Yeah,
and
there's one later with the mountain lion that's really freaky.
The mountain lions, dude.
Yeah. So this next one, this woman's name is Anna. She lived near San Jose. This was kind of something weird. There's, like, a lot of strange occurrences that go around these disappearances. A lot of them happen around water, and there's been, like, weird people have said, like, people who are involved with the military or, like, strong people in religious different organizations go disappear and stuff like that.
It's La Llorona.
Yeah, so people think that the government has like something in with it. La Llorona?
That movie looks like it's gonna scare the shit out of me.
I feel like it's probably gonna make another shitty horror movie.
Yeah, but like the images just stay in my brain.
The images?
Disturbing images.
Really though, I hate the disturbing.
But also, this is kind of funny. So, well, I mean, It's not funny that this girl disappeared, but like the day she disappeared, there was a report of a chicken going crazy and started attacking like a bunch of people.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, and this woman down the road from where she disappeared, she said she heard strange noises coming from a bush and like went up there and there was nothing there. And so that was weird. But so this girl, Anna, comes home from school and starts playing in the backyard.
How old is she?
Young? It was like high school.
Oh, okay.
Or like maybe middle school.
Yeah. Some high school girl. She's playing in the back.
Yeah, probably middle school. But yeah, so her mom was home and says that everything like was okay. Then everything went quiet. Anna goes missing. Everyone's first thought was that she probably fell into the river because there was a river going through mm-hmm. the backyard. Detectives concluded that there were enough blockages in the river that the body couldn't have gone further than like half a mile.
Yeah.
So they could not find her in the river. They brought dogs. And they followed a scent going upriver, which is weird because there was a gate right there that Anna couldn't have gone past.
Yeah.
They went upriver. It's still an open case. They never found her.
What? Not even her body?
Not even a body. She just disappeared.
They got a call from Australia.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, no. They got this fucking key here. They're fucking come get it.
I want to know how reliable like these canine units are.
Canine is pretty crazy.
The freaking cadaver dogs are insane.
Nuts.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because like they can go into a house where like a murder happened like years ago and just start barking, right? Like isn't that?
That's well, it's like they're trained to signal on when they catch the scent of like a dead body or
that
decay.
That is so weird.
Or like,
and it's like specifically they're trained for specifically like human remains.
Yeah. Okay.
Like bloodhounds they'll usually get like a person's socks or underwear or something, so it has like a fresh scent.
Oh yeah.
And then supposedly they can track them for miles.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
That is so crazy.
I love dogs so much.
Your dogs.
What were you gonna say?
Nothing.
Underwear.
That's so stupid. But see, I'm still laughing. Like it's dumb, but it's funny. But not all of your humor is like that. You have like clever, intelligent humor as well.
This is why I couldn't do stand up. I don't have enough like structure.
But look at like there are comedians that have no structure.
Well, I mean, I don't have enough
like a lot
of Peyton's
is like improv, like feeding off of people though.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I couldn't do stand up for that reason.
Yeah.
If someone's like tell a joke, I can't just be like, "Oh, how do you wake up Lady Gaga?"
How?
You poke her face. That's the only joke I know. I learned it in middle school.
Man, the only joke I know Justin told me like years ago, and it's what's the difference between an old bus station, and a crab with big boobs. Yeah.
What is it?
One's a crusty bus station. The other's a busty crustacean.
That's so dumb.
Okay, no, this is funny. On Tinder, this is really funny. On Tinder, a girl's bio said, talk politics with me or tell me a joke. And so I messaged her and I was like, hey, which one do you want to do? And then she's like, surprise me. And I was like, I'll do a joke. It's much easier. So I do that joke. No response. So I messaged back a day later. I'm like, probably should have talked politics, huh? And then got no response. All righty, we'll get right back into it.
All right.
This next boy is Bobby. This one's really sad. Okay. Bobby is 10 years old at Rocky Mountain National Park again.
Wait, where is this located, Rocky Mountain National Park?
Colorado,
yeah.
Okay.
So he was at a Catholic retreat. He is 95% deaf.
Oh, shit.
And he was fishing by himself when a counselor comes to find him and tell him that it's dinner time. They start walking back, but after a while, the counselor realizes that Bobby isn't behind him anymore. Like Bobby was behind him, and all of a sudden, like, he just didn't hear him, look back, and Bobby was gone.
Damn.
Yeah. They search for him for weeks. A long time passes, they never found his body, but eventually they find his hearing aids and scattered bones along a super long hike, like, far away. Yeah.
See, that one could probably be a mountain lion.
It could be, yeah.
Or a bear or something.
Yeah, but, like...
Like, he could have wandered off in a mountain... Lion got him.
Why would he just wander off, though?
That's but, like, the mountain lion wouldn't freaking take the whole body, though, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't. A mountain lion of a young kid would definitely take the body away.
All right. Well, never mind.
Yeah.
I obviously don't know anything about wildlife.
Disgust me.
Every episode I say something about an animal and Peyton corrects me.
It's always mountain lions, though.
Flesh-eating birds.
Oh, the flesh-eating birds, that's right.
Damn.
But we were kind of right about the flesh-eating birds, like vultures and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. You were saying that there were flesh-eating birds, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was saying, like, I can't imagine one that would, like, predate on a person.
Well, I still haven't looked it up, and I don't really care to, so.
I care to. I'll do it later.
Who burped?
I'm so sorry. That was
me. Oh, my gosh. I tasted it.
Why'd you taste it?
Oh, I was breathing through my mouth, and it came in.
Oh, I'm so Jesus.
All right. What did you eat?
Some taco time.
That's what it's freaking.
Are you okay?
Tasted a little like beef.
Yeah.
We'll stop.
Jesus. Okay. Are we good?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I just shudder.
I thought you gagged again.
I was about to gag, but I shuddered for the theatric effect instead.
Oh, nice. Was it really just to be extra? Oh, that's so funny. See, I never know when you're being extra or real.
Well, it's 90% of the time being extra.
Really? Okay, wait. So tell me, look me in the eyes. When you're gagging, is that real?
Yeah, a lot of it's for just me, barely it here.
Dude.
Huh?
Just barely when I'm gagging.
No, just in general.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I have a very active gag reflex when it comes to seeing disgusting things.
So do I. Like smelling and seeing things.
Oh, and when I get nervous, I get kind of gaggy.
All right.
Okay.
Keep going.
Bobby with that tool.
Yeah.
Bobby with the tool.
Next is Albert, who is 5 years old. This one is really weird. So 5 years old, he's walking alongside a river with his mom and dad.
Yeah.
He was right behind them. Again, just disappears out of nowhere. So this one, my first thought was, oh, he's probably taken by the river. Like he's by a river. The searching begins everywhere in the park. 2,000 people were looking for him.
Damn.
Two hikers who were unaware of the situation, they were up in the mountains, were walking down the mountain the day after he disappeared, and they take a break, and they look up on this ridge and see a rock right there, and they see what looks like a little boy sitting up there. They get their binocs, and it just looks like a little boy looking at them. At the time, they're like, that's weird, like, who let their little boy up there? That's strange. They know about this boy that disappeared, so they just keep going.
So Damn. Are these search people?
No. These are people who are just on a hike.
They were just hikers.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So,
And is this... do you know how close to the time he went missing this was?
This was the day after he went... He disappeared.
Okay.
So, and it was about 300 to 400 feet above them was where he was. So the area was called the Devil's Nest. And
ew.
It's a very treacherous area. Like, only, like, really extreme rock climbers go here.
So me.
Yeah. So they didn't know he's missing, and they didn't know until they got down... And it wasn't until then that they made the connection and told them, so they go back up there to try and find him. They go back up there, and they couldn't find him, and they still have never found Albert.
What the?
It's like all of these people in national parks just disappear, and they can't find him.
Are these all, like, within a certain time frame of each other? Do you know the dates around?
No. So from what I heard Dave was saying is that they never happen in the same place frequently. If it happens in the same place, it's always like 15 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, so that I thought that girl that disappeared was in her yard.
Yeah. So that's just a story that like kind of falls in with the same criteria of being next to water and like the dogs couldn't really find a trail and it's a mysterious disappearance.
Okay.
Yeah. So not all of these are in national parks. He does focus on national parks.
Yeah. Are there any state parks?
Are they all in Colorado?
No. There was some in Yosemite. I think the first couple I talked about were in Yosemite. I couldn't find any like specifically in Utah once because that would have been cool.
Why are we listening to this
now? Yeah, right? Oh, man. Okay, so this is weird. So these he kind of went off on a tangent and talked about weird stories from kids that survived like these disappearances.
Mm. Yeah.
So one kid was found alive, and he said he saw a big, throbbing, hairy monster behind a tree looking at him.
Ew, throbbing?
Yeah, like throbbing, which is weird. The only thing with these kids from stories, I mean, these stories from kids, sorry, my dyslexia, these stories from kids is that, like, it could have been a dream, I feel like, or, like, in this, like, intense scenario,
yeah,
you'd think, like, I don't know, their imagination could run wild.
They're trying to make it to their own logic
kind of thing. Yeah. This next one is really weird. This one, like, it has to be a dream. It's really fucking weird.
It was all a dream.
What? Wait, if Biggie? Is that you?
Yeah, yeah, if you start, like, bombing, doing stand-up, just be like, it's all a dream.
It was all a dream. I used to read World of Magazine.
I'll break down and cry in my hands. Yeah,
that's just your backup in case.
Well, Captain Heavy D up in the limousine.
If people start heckling you, that's what you do.
I'll be getting up like, oh, I'm fucking blown out now.
Yeah.
Can I be my single
name? This is your crowd work. You're just an Australian guy. Okay, so this other story from a boy. So he was found on the same trail he disappeared on. Like, when they found him, this is kind of like the same story where he's just like face down on the trail. He said that, from what he remembers, he was taken into a cave where there are a bunch of what he said were robots and an old woman that looked like his grandma. What? He said that sparks were coming out of her head when he would look at her. She insisted that he poops on this piece of paper. And when he wouldn't do it, she got really mad at him.
Why wouldn't he just do it?
And then he just woke up on the trail. Well, first he's like, I don't have to. And then she like got mad at him. He's like, you have to do it. And then he's like, oh, I don't have to. I don't want to. And then he said that she got mad and then he woke up on the trail.
How old was he?
It just said it was a boy. So I'm assuming
he was a boy. Demon was a girl.
But yeah. Yeah. This one, I feel like it's got to be a dream.
So did they like search the trail and he wasn't there and then he showed back up at the trail? That's kind of whack.
That's the weird part. But like his story, I feel like is so far-fetched.
Sounds pretty realistic to me.
The sparks coming out of the head, dude.
Other than the pooping part.
Yeah. this next story, doesn't have to do anything to do with national parks. I feel like it's very loosely based on the same thing. It's kind of an interesting story though. This man name is Willie. He was 24 years old.
Willie.
He goes to a party. It gets way too crazy. The cops shut it down. It was a fucking lit party, bro. So he can't find his friends. He doesn't have any cash on him, and his phone is dead. So he decides to walk home, which is like 1.5 miles. He does not make it home. They start searching a nearby lake, and they find his body. What the cause of death, they said, was probably died by drowning. That's what they said. They didn't have any conclusive evidence on anything.
How?
They said probably died by drowning. A detective in New York, so I think this happened in New York. A detective in New York looked at it, and he noticed that the weird kind of situations regarding different water deaths, and where the bodies didn't look like they had been in the water for as long as they should have
been. It
would
take to drown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to be dead in the water after
you drown. Yeah, or like all the decomposing. Like, yeah. Yeah. So, forensically, they could find whether or not these people were killed on land or water, because if they're killed on land, there's these certain type of flies and larvae that show up in the groin area that only happen on ground deaths. Willie had that in his groin, but he was found
so
in the water.
Put in the water.
But the thing said probably died by drowning.
I don't think they have to.
Right?
You said it was like a small town, right?
It was in New York.
So, yes.
So small.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really weird.
Yeah.
That is odd. Poor Willie.
I know.
That reminds me of when my truck broke down, Chris, that one time, and my phone died, and I didn't, like, my truck was just stuck there, and I had to walk to...
Oh, to Cameron's.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Yeah, I'd come pick you up. That was crazy.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Didn't you run because you heard something, right?
No, I didn't hear anything. I just started running because I wanted to get there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll probably stay with the car. I get too scared to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next story I actually looked up because I was more curious about it. This one I feel like has more to do with like a murder more so than a weird disappearance. But this is the story. Another 24-year-old. His name is William Hurley, and he was labeled as Mr. Reliable. He's a really, really reliable guy.
Aw.
Good man.
Nice.
He goes to a Bruins game with a friend, but decides to leave early because he was tired. What is weird, it was like the first inning he decided to leave. That's what I thought was
Sounds like me. Baseball's boring.
Oh, call him out. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of baseball either.
It's pretty boring to watch.
I've done that because my tummy
Baseball hurt. Pants, on the other hand.
Really? Baseball pants? Well, what's the most...
You're a pig.
what's the most attractive, like uniform? Sport uniform?
Like 70s basketball.
Oh, hell yeah. Woo. Those short shorts.
Woo.
John Stockton.
Hockey.
Probably swimming and diving. Speedo only.
Volleyball.
Okay, so on the real though, I just think baseball pants make a guy's butt look good.
Well, I'm wearing
like it's not like
right
a
now,
hot though. Uniform, but like.
About,
can
so
I reach out
what,
and grab
what about
it?
Like basketball or like soccer?
I think soccer players are like the
what
hottest.
What about basketball shorts?
Are you wearing basketball shorts right now?
I'm just saying gray sweatpants are the best sport uniform.
Oh, absolutely. Great sweatpants challenge.
In conclusion, gray sweatpants challenge. Let's restart it.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's totally do it. Alrighty. So yeah, he decides to leave early. He doesn't have a car, so he calls his girlfriend to come pick him up. They're on the phone together, and she's like less than a mile away when his phone dies.
So this is Mr. Reliable.
Yep, William Hurley,
of course he has
Mr.
A
Reliable.
Girlfriend.
Oh yeah, he's reliable. This guy's got
what a guy.
This guy's got his life figured out.
Mr. Reliable.
So while on the phone, she asks him like, "Where are you?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't know." But then she hears like a voice, like next to him or like someone next to him is like, "Oh, you're here and here." I forgot what the street name is, but yeah. So she gets there and he's not there. While searching nearby areas, they find his cell phone smashed into like 100 pieces, just like shattered. They identified it by using the serial number, so that's how they figured it out. 6 days after he disappeared, he's found in a nearby body of water by the stadium, and the coroner determines he was in the water for 2 days, but he was gone for almost 6 days. That's what's weird.
Something smells fishy.
Maybe his girlfriend was just a right bitch.
And did what, like...
I like how we're continuing with the Australian accents.
I know, after... week. Yeah, it's just leaking over. So yeah, that last part is what made me, I was like, that's weird. Like, he was only in the water for 2 days. So like,
sounds like he was murdered there.
Yeah, see, like, and that's the thing. When I looked up the news article, people were like, apparently there was like some serial killer going around at the time. And it kind of fell into that MO as well.
That sounds more like a murder to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
A mountain lion, though.
Maybe a mountain lion
so
in
is
Boston.
This in Boston?
Yeah. Yep, in Boston.
So he leaves and then he's missing for 6 days.
Yeah.
When did they find his phone?
I think like pretty soon after they started
searching
for
him. Okay, so something
fishy
happened, and then he probably... I bet he got freaking taken.
Whatever
killed,
happened.
Then taken,
the
whatever,
water.
Tortured for like a couple days, whatever. Then water.
Yeah.
Fishy. Something fishy.
Nice. Okay, so regarding all of these stories, Dave kind of brought up how the FBI has been more and more getting involved in it. And they...
On this same case?
Just like all these cases. All these like missing people, these mysterious disappearances, the FBI has gotten involved. But they're not saying that they're like really on the case. They just say that they're monitoring the case. Which means they're writing reports to see if there's any connection to other cases.
That's what I was going to say. So they're acknowledging that there may be a connection?
Yes.
They don't like to do that either.
Mm-mm. And Dave says that like whenever he would reach out to these national parks for reports of these mysterious people, they're really reluctant to give it to him.
Oh, they don't like... Freaking the cops, like, they have so much information on a lot of things. They just don't like to, like... give it out.
But
well, I imagine the national parks also is like, they don't want people to think that you know, like dangerous to be there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Deaf kids are going to disappear. Yeah,
yeah.
Whatnot.
Yeah, well, he said that, like, after one, he didn't say which national park it was, but when he asked them for the case, they're like, we don't have it. And he's like, well, I mean, you should have it. It's like a thing. And they're like, yeah, well, we're not going to give it to you. And then he's like, I've gotten cases from other national parks. And they're like, you're lying. Like, you have it.
What the
and
hell?
It's like that. And they, like, they just would not, like, give him any information.
That's kind of
wow. That's the one that was in Utah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So this one, this is, I guess, a little break. This one, I feel like, doesn't have anything to do with the rest of these cases. But it's just a creepy story and also really sad.
It really makes me spooky.
It was, like, a little Boy Scout who went missing. It's really short. They eventually find him, like, near a tree with his pants down to his ankles, and he was frozen to death. In a nearby river, they find his clothes folded and stacked on a rock.
Wait.
Yeah.
His pants were down to his ankles, but his clothes were at a river?
Well, like the rest of his clothes, okay, like his shirt.
I was like, bitch.
And all that stuff. But yeah. Well, so, that one, I feel like, was probably like a murder. And
that sounds like Catholic
sexual
camp.
Assault.
Jesus, yeah. So, but yeah, yeah. Isn't that just fucking awful?
That's yeah, that is
pretty
sad.
Wild, man.
Yeah. Sounds like a mountain lion.
Yeah.
I'm like kind of having a hard time drawing connections between all of them.
Yeah, like
they're very loose.
Maybe. I was too. Like
the first few, I was like,
especially because they were all in that Rocky Mountain
yes.
National Park, and
yeah.
I'm like, shut.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Those could maybe be connected.
Yeah, yeah. Like the connection I saw mostly was that it was near a body of water, and that the bodies, if they are found, are usually found in places that they've already searched.
That is odd.
Yeah, yeah, that is weird.
So this next one is a man named James Madison. This happened in Idaho. He was camping with some friends, and he said he was going to go grab some water for the camp. He goes missing and isn't found until 2 weeks later.
Damn.
He's found 15 miles from his camp, face down in a river, and he's just in his t-shirt and underwear.
What the?
The cause of death, they said, was exhaustion, not drowning. But he was face down in a river. So, I mean, I guess he must have just fallen. Like that's possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was not wearing shoes, and his feet had been worn down to the bone. Yeah.
Ooh.
Isn't that weird?
Ooh.
How can someone...
Minch twin.
Yeah, right? I just... That's just strange to me.
I feel like unless it's a fight or flight thing, your feet just couldn't do that.
Maybe
other
he
than...
was running for a really long time away from something.
Or my thought is, you know, if you... Think about climbing on granite or something like that.
Yeah.
If you slid down granite, it would grind it down real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe like he just went and got sandstone. A really bad pedicure and they used that pumice stone a little too much.
Maybe. Or like... He had those fish eating the feet.
They just eat his whole...
Oh, they were piranhas.
They were piranhas,
oh,
yeah.
One time I actually did get a pedicure and I have, like, pretty bony feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it was a guy doing it, and he freaking filed my foot so hard, and it was, like, bleeding.
No way!
Like, because he filed it. I think he thought my bone right here was a callus.
Oh.
And he was just filing it, and I was like,
no.
But I was, like, 12, so I didn't say anything, so I was just in so much
just
pain.
Just crying.
I was just like, ah! And then I walk out of the pedicure, and my mom, I was like, Mom, that really hurt me. And she's like, why? And I told her, she's like, ah!
Oh, that's so funny.
Your mom just punches a guy.
My mom's like, okay, I'll yeah. shut down this establishment.
Yeah, right? All right, so I'm at the final three stories. These are the ones that I found, like, the most interesting.
Oh, goody.
Cool. So this man, his name is Stephen Kubacki.
Oh, so Stanley Kubrick.
I saw yes. that coming from a mile away.
Did you really?
Yes.
I did not see that coming.
I saw the note
I
and I thought
you.
It had said Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, I am you.
I got a question for both of y'all, though.
Yeah, what up?
What are those?
Do you guys like cubes?
Yes.
Did you see that coming, though?
I didn't see it coming. Because
I did.
No.
That's the thing. I did, 100%.
No. I didn't see it coming because it was so irrelevant.
You need me.
Damn it.
Oh, damn. All right. So this one's weird. This one's a lot like the Australian one. This Ooh. Is, yeah, this is what, it's just wacky. So this guy's a college student who wanted to go skiing in the Michigan area.
Yeah.
So he obviously goes missing, and they find his skis and poles on the beach of Lake Michigan and footprints leading to the lake. Like, lead on the ice to the lake.
Is there a ski resort near, like, right next to Lake Michigan?
I have no idea. Like, that's what's weird. But like, yeah, so they find his skis and poles
that's
there
really
and his backpack in, like, a nearby area. 15 months later, Stephen walks up to his father's door and says he doesn't remember much from the last 15 months. Whoa. He woke up 40 miles from his father's house, lying in a meadow wearing clothes he wasn't that weren't his.
What?
He had a satchel that had like maps and shit in it. And where he woke up was 700 miles from Lake Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah.
There are some pretty close to Lake Michigan.
There are?
Like you
okay.
can see.
Okay, cool.
Nubbin Knob.
Nubbin Knob. I want to ski there.
Like this one, Mulligan's Hollow, is like on the lake.
Wow.
So, but that's...
Yeah, so...
It's pretty...
Yeah.
Quirky.
And like when reporters would try to talk to him and they're like, do you need to talk to like a... like psychologist or a psychiatrist to figure things out. And he's like,
oh, no, mate.
No, he's like, no, like I'm fine. Didn't really talk about what happened. He just went through college, became he became a psychologist. And whenever Dave Politis would try to get in contact with him to interview him, he just wouldn't return his calls.
Oh my gosh. I just connected this to us.
Damn.
I haven't seen it.
If you haven't seen it, stop listening for about the next minute.
I want to discuss.
Peyton, it's not really a spoiler.
Is it?
But what if he freaking walked onto the lake, finds his way down into the tunnels,
yeah,
and his tether switched him, and that...
Damn, that makes sense. Wearing clothes that weren't his. having things.
Shit!
Not wanting to talk about
it. Doesn't want to talk about it, because he doesn't know how to talk.
Yeah, makes sense.
Oh my hell. Well, I just solved all of these, so.
Yeah.
We can stop now.
Yeah.
47 minutes.
No, but like this one is just weird. Like how did he end up so far away from where his...
How many miles was it?
700.
So 700 miles from Lake Michigan.
That's like two states away.
700, that's ridiculously far.
40 miles away from wherever his dad was.
Wow.
So I'm like, either he made something up, was doing something. But like, where was he the last 15 months he was gone?
Well, because I'd imagine he didn't have... a ton of money or clothes on him or anything. Yeah. That's really weird.
I wish you would want to talk about it.
So yeah, I know. We need to get him on the podcast.
That's the most suspicious part to me. Is that
all right.
He doesn't want to talk about
Stephen
it.
Stephen Cube, man.
Was that the last one?
No, there's two more. Well, I guess three, but one of them's connected. So this one is really weird. This one I can't even start to explain it. So this woman, it doesn't say where, it didn't say her name. She goes missing. Police find her car in like a pretty desolate area. It's like the very beginning of winter, so it's cold outside and it's been snowing. They find her car and the driving side window was down. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys. In a snowstorm, when would you ever roll down your window?
Never.
To yell at your homie, maybe.
Okay.
You're passing someone you know.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Wendy's drive through.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, can I get off 444?
Yeah.
So what they concluded was she either saw something and had to roll it down to get a better look, or she heard something and rolled it down.
That's
or something.
Smart.
Yeah.
Good
so,
thinking.
So like those are like the two things that they could get, like think of. There was a pond nearby from her car, and in between the pond and the car, they found one of her shoes. So they're like, well, that's strange. They searched the pond and the countryside all around, could not find her. Winter happens, so they had to stop the searching for like 3 months.
Winter's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. So after the 3 months, they come back to see if they can find anything. They find her body on a hillside right next to the pond where they checked like 100 times.
Under the snow?
No. Like, so like... I they searched this area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like before it was like really snowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they went and found her again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after 3 months, they go back and she's there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Was her body under the snow?
No. Well, I don't think there was snow the first time they were searching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it had been snowing, but like, I don't think it was like a ton of snow. So yeah, I just don't understand how they could find a body where they've already searched.
Did it say what state the body was in? Was it murder? Did they?
It didn't say. It just said that they found the body.
Well, I feel like it would say if it was like stab wounds and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it said anything about murder.
I think that with some of these, where they're like, oh, we checked there. I don't, like, sometimes I kind of don't believe that they actually did check there.
Yeah.
But it makes it sound like that's a pretty obvious spot.
Yeah, it said it was the hillside next to the pond. Like,
yeah, so that's pretty obvious.
Pretty close to the pond. So this one is kind of connected. It's a woman from New Zealand. She wanted to go hiking by herself, and while she was driving on the countryside road, she, like,
Was this in New Zealand?
Car, yep, yep. Her car kind of pulls over. It was almost a crash, but it was really strange. Detectives classify it as a very low impact crash with some bushes. She's nowhere to be found. So they just find her car on the side of the road, like kind of run into some bushes, but it wasn't like a serious crash. They bring in canine units that start going down a path 30 yards and 3 yards along the path. They find her shoes. Further down, they find her watch. They search everywhere but cannot find her. 22 months later, a pig farmer finds her 100 yards from where her car was like crashed. There was never determined a cause of death.
Was she like extremely deteriorated? Probably.
Probably. It was 22 months.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it was like Willie had disappeared.
It's just weird because it's so much time had passed, and just some random person just comes along the body, and it's close to where her car was crashed.
100 yards is right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's just weird. Shoes have been a thing too. A lot of them don't.
That's
have
what
shoes.
I was gonna say. Is all, it seems like all of them, their shoes are missing, gone. Which would be the last thing you'd do,
especially in winter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which is super weird.
I did hear about this murderer who's like really into women's shoes.
Oh yeah,
that sounds like a murderer thing to be into.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
Quentin.
Who's Quentin?
Tarantino.
That's funny. All right.
I love you.
I got the last story right here.
Oh, no.
This one is really sad. And
what a great way to end.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta love that.
Yeah, right. This one's a sad story.
Yeah,
right. And also more stuff that is I just can't explain. So this child, he was 3 years old. His name is Jared Oladero. He goes missing. So, like, Jared's dad has talked to Dave Politis about all this. Like he went to him to kind of try to figure it out. Jared went missing for 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
They find his body 550 feet above, a nearby trail from where he disappeared. So, right off the bat, you think it was probably a mountain lion. Like, he's 3 years old. It could take him just off the trail.
They found his body, though,
they
find
his body, yeah.
See, a mountain lion when they would years later.
They said mountain lion experts, they checked the clothes and remains and concluded it was not a mountain lion that took him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is where it gets really weird. His sweatshirt was intact, not many scratch marks. His pants were inside out. And his shoes' color were like vibrant, like they were like almost brand new. And they'd just been washed. And this is 4 years after he went missing.
What the hell?
Right? They found one tooth on a bed of pine needles and a skull cap. There were scratch marks on the skull cap, but it was inconclusive to what it was. They said it looked like it could have been like
a skull cap, like his top of his head.
No, I think it's like a term for
like a beanie.
Oh no, I think it was a skull cap. The top of the head.
Oh, like his head skin.
Yeah,
like a scalp. It's literally just your crown.
Yeah. Yes.
Why would it be off?
I don't know. It said it was there and that there were scratch marks. They said it didn't look like bite marks or pokes or anything like that. It said it looked like razor blade marks.
I mean, a skull cap is a hat.
It is. He just
said, this would make sense for a baby. That's a skull cap.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, so I didn't really know. He just said skull cap. That's what I was assuming at first was a hat.
Yeah, it's one of those. Just like a tight hat that babies wear.
Yeah.
Babies and buff dudes.
Yeah. So what makes me think that foul play, I mean, I don't know. The pants thing really throws me off.
And the clean shoes.
And the shoes thing.
I'm wondering
if someone
kept it. Well, I guess was his body not aged?
I mean, 4 years, it was probably...
4 years, it wouldn't even be a body anymore.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's that's the thing with a mountain lion.
But I mean, they could see...
Whatever.
They could see how long he stayed alive. Like grow so much.
Yeah, he would be a different person.
Like his bones would be way bigger. Yeah, so I'm wondering how long he was actually alive.
But if he was killed, why just leave his body right there, you know? But it only makes sense for him to be killed.
Because say he like disappeared from near his family or anything? Or?
He was with his dad like when it happened.
And he turned around and his son was gone again?
I don't remember if it explained how he disappeared. But it said his dad has reached out to Dave and they like told him the whole story and everything to try and figure it out. The shoes thing really throws me off.
And why the one tooth on a pine needle?
Yeah. I don't know.
The way you describe that makes it sound like it's like
displaced. That's what I imagine. Just like, I don't know.
Or it's
creepy shit.
Blunt force.
Yeah. So people have been thinking that the government has something to do with it and that it's just some government conspiracy. People think it's Bigfoot.
So he's liberal demons, people.
Some people think it's Alex Jones.
No, it's Hillary Clinton. The time travel and vampires, people, are jumping dimensions.
Hillary Clinton has eaten my ass.
Oh, no, not that. Who's the good kind?
The Schmuckers.
The Schmuckers.
Numb-sucking my asshole.
Ew, numb-sucking.
Oh, damn.
Yum, 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 yum.
So, yeah, those, and this is, like, only after watching one video and, like, a little bit of research beyond that. There's, like, there are so many videos and stories regarding missing 411. Yeah, like, a lot of them involve, like, shoes missing, bodies of water. But then, like, on some of it, it just seems almost so vague that, like, that's why they're being connected.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought. Like, that's the Willie one, I'm like, what the fuck does Willie have to do with any of this? He got his Willie eaten by some maggots, first off.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, the other thing is, like, yeah, the body of water and that it was mysterious.
Why do those maggots only eat the genitalia area?
I don't know. That's weird.
Kind of gay.
Like, why do you only eat the genitalia area?
I don't know.
the smirk you had was like, so... That's me just, I don't know.
Any ladies want to find out in my DMs?
He's sitting here with his legs crossed. Honda Classics.
I know. You're like loud.
His shorts are all freaking pulled
like
up.
Super high. You're like, huh.
At Honda Classics with a Z.
Man.
HONDACLASSICZ on Instagram. Feel free to follow me.
Yeah, your libido is like at an all-time high right now.
Hit my DMs.
Jesus. You're going down the podcast. Oh, damn.
Do you want
so,
me
yeah.
to bleep that out?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, I that's all I have for you. I was trying to find something super climactic to end on.
That was a good story, I thought. That was really interesting.
Yeah, that was the one. And that was like the third, that was the second story he talked about. But I was like, oh, that's a good one.
See, like, usually the murder mystery kind of interests me less than, like, the supernatural, but that was, like, a solid mix of both.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
See, I'm opposite of you.
Yeah,
yeah.
No.
So I just catered to both tastes.
Wow.
I think that's got to be the thing we have to dial in is we each have to have our own niche kind of thing. Like, bitch gets murder mystery stuff.
I was a little bit bored, so I researched the Avril Lavigne conspiracy, but I don't know if I can do a whole episode, but it's pretty wild.
Oh, we should do a quickie on that one. We should do about...
Should I just do it right now?
Steve or Stevie Nicks about...
How she's
witchcraft.
A witch?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
We should.
That would that shock you at all?
No.
Half those songs, I'm like...
The night bird.
Yeah, I listened to...
I wear boots all summer long.
Is that your Stevie Nicks impression?
Yeah, does it not sound like it?
Not
it kind of sounds like it to me.
No, this is what I'm hearing.
You're like,
the night bird. And the night bird.
It's like, like the quivering and shaking. It's like...
She does vibrato in her voice.
It sounds more so like you're trying to do like Madonna.
And I wear boots all summer long.
Madonna, wait, you're way more Madonna than you are Stevie.
I'm Madonna, but I don't know her song.
Like a virgin.
Like a virgin. Touch for the very first time.
That's a way better impression of Madonna.
Next to my
okay, that, I switched from Stevie Nicks into my theater voice.
Okay, your theater voice is Madonna.
Yeah!
My theater voice is partaking in a different taste.
Partaking.
My theater voice varies down a different path.
It varies down a different path.
The
path less traveled by those who are searching for the bodies of the 411.
Oh, Lord.
I follow this guy on Instagram. I think he's named, like, Porsche Outlaws or something. And he just collects Porsches. And then one day he posts a picture of him and Avril Lavigne. And I was like, oh, that's cool. He met Avril Lavigne. And then he posts more and more and more. And it turns out they're dating. Just some like random guy. I think he has like 10, 15,000 followers on Instagram.
Because he got the money.
Yeah.
Because Avril's not popular anymore.
He's a good looking guy. Other than that picture I sent you. But like, he's actually a really good looking guy. Yeah.
But we don't know if it's Avril or Melissa. We don't know.
True.
Which one is it?
Which one is it?
Is that your Avril Lavigne?
No. Let me think of...
I've never...
Chris, can you do any
I gotta go make things so complicated.
That's actually...
See the way
I don't listen to her enough to...
Can really you do any impressions, like Chris?
I'm so poor at impressions.
I feel like me and Wade could literally do a full hour episode doing impressions.
Oh, for sure.
Easy. You totally could.
I feel like we each could do an episode.
That's what we should do for stand-up.
No.
Whistle.
Is that, what do you, how are you going to elaborate on that as Yoshi?
That's Yoshi.
You can't just say Yoshi.
Hey everyone, this is Yoshi.
Standing ovation.
All right, next I'm doing Yoshi. Whistle.
Yes! Yes!
And then I just walk off stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howie Mandel gives you the golden buzzer.
You know,
straight to Hollywood.
That's my talent on America's Got Talent.
I've seen acts. I've seen acts that are better put together and maybe a little better delivery, but you got heart, and your story really brings you a long way into the hearts of America.
Are you Howie Mandel right now?
Yeah.
Go.
Or I'll do what's her name?
Can I be
You're gonna be Mel B.
Sharon. Mel B. I've seen Sharon Osbourne, but Mel B. Yeah, Mel B's pretty fine.
I like Mel B.
I do too.
I like Mel B.
I like her voice.
And then she'd be like, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Yeah.
I bring them all to tears.
Yeah.
by just saying one word.
oh man.
I can never think of the impressions I can do until I'm just like doing them.
I think a lot of yours are original characters.
A lot of them are original characters. But like, I can do a lot of impressions.
You can do the guy from Yes Man. Your Australian guy is very similar to the guy from Yes Man.
Well, I can do that. You see, you know, I put Joe and Bro. I put Joseph and Bro together. Broseph. I just coined that term.
That's mine.
Oh,
it's mine. Guy. If you,
he sounds just like
this. This is like Sparta. Welcome, mate.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Take it away. Any final things to say, Chris?
No, I think I'm good.
So, if you ever find yourself seeing a woman with hair made of sparks and
wanting you
to poop on a piece of paper, do not do it.
Actually, try it.
I mean, I'll try anything twice.
I hope it's like the pressure paper, like the imprint paper.
I was not picturing like a normal piece of paper.
No, I wasn't either.
Something
I was picturing like lined paper torn from a notebook.
I was not. I was thinking like something
those
like
freaking carbon copy papers.
Yeah, something weird.
Like papyrus or some shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm picturing like fine lined, just straight from a ruler notebook.
she gives him the yellow one. You can keep this one.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, good night, Fort Lauderdale.
Good night, Knoxville.
Good night, Portland.